Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 1st of April, Old Understanding of Baptism. As a church movement, our baptismal understandings and practices have changed in the light of the Gospel of Sonship, highlighting the centrality of baptism to the Gospel that we believe. The importance of baptism to one's Gospel is acknowledged in most theological and denominational traditions. In fact, many of these traditional understandings have influenced our own former practices and belong to the old garments and the old wineskins that need to be dispensed with. Baptismal regeneration, for example, has been a theological principle that has influenced the teaching and practices of numerous denominations. The principle of baptismal regeneration holds that a person is born again or regenerated through baptism. By this means, a respondent is admitted into the kingdom of God as a member of the church. Baptism is considered to be a sacramental sign of new birth called regeneration. Identifying new birth or regeneration as the outcome of baptism, the Westminster Confession states, "Baptism is a sacrament of the New Testament, ordained by Jesus Christ, not only for the solemn admission of the party baptized into the visible church, but also to be unto him a sign and a seal of the covenant of grace or his ingrafting into Christ, of regeneration, of remission of sins, and of his giving up unto God through Jesus Christ, to walk in newness of life." The importance of baptism to salvation is particularly pertinent to churches that practice infant baptism. This follows, for example, John Wesley's assertion that in baptism a child is cleansed of the guilt of original sin, initiated into the covenant with God, admitted into the church, made an heir of the divine nature, and spiritually born anew. There are many other theological statements that similarly advance the view that new birth is through baptism and does not happen before baptism. Equally notable is the fact that none of these statements view new birth as a substantive change in the spirit of a believer through the conception of the seed of Christ, which is the divine nature in their spirit by the Holy Spirit. The reference used in today's devotions is 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 1.